Hello, you guys, and thank you so much for tuning in to Behold His Hands. I'm your host, April Floyd. I hope that your week has been filled with joy. I hope that your week has been filled with love. I hope that your week has been filled with promises only God can keep. But if you have not experienced that yet, keep holding on. Your change is on the way. This week, we are going to start with a refresher. Just a refresher of our mind, of our spirit man. Because when I tell you that there are some crazy things that's going on in the world, of course, you know, of course, we have the political going on and we have all the politics saying what they want to say. And then on top of that, of course, we're dealing with racism. And, you know, you guys, if you don't want to see it, whether it's black or white, you know, there's some type of racism going on, regardless, either side, black, brown, white, blue, purple, you name it. It's on all sides of the fence. But the body of Christ, we have such a place in God that we have to be in, because you guys, this is the trick of the enemy to get us so caught up in with everything that's going on in social media and, you know, things that's going around. You know, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but of principality. You know what I'm saying? Those things that are in high places, that's what we are fighting against. So be not dismayed. Be not weary in well-doing. This is just, we're going to take this moment to just refresh ourselves, to reprogram our mind. Because a lot of people, even the church, even the body of Christ, we're dealing with depression. We're dealing with anxiety. We're dealing with those things that it seems like are out of our control, out of our possession. But on today, we are going to refresh ourselves in Christ. He created us a new creature. Okay. So while we're getting set up, while we're getting our things and, you know, our thoughts and everything together, I want you guys to relax and get your mind on the things of God, because this is going to be good. But before we get started, here's a word from our sponsor.
Real work, real income, real opportunity. Hello, Behold His Hands listeners. I am Laquita Wallace, owner of Call Tech, an independent business owner through the Arise Network. Would you love to make your own hours, have unlimited income opportunities working from home? Well, this is a company for you. We have some of the leading Fortune 500 clients who are in need of our support. We provide informational training, certification, and constant support to help you be successful. So whether you're looking for holiday part-time or full-time business opportunity, the income limits are up to you. There's no experience needed, but you must have an amazing work ethic. If you're serious about legit work from home opportunities, then contact us today. Visit our website at calltechs.com. That's K-A-L-L-T-E-C-H-S.com. And get registered now.
All right, you guys, so welcome back. So I have to tell you guys this before we get into our lesson. So I need you guys to keep your girl in prayer. So last week, trying to do some stuff on my own, we did some, of course, I told you guys that we were painting. And so that is done, praise the Lord. But I have a flag that I wanted to hang out on my above my window outside, and I tried to do it myself, and what did I do? I climbed up on the windowsill. Now, the Holy Spirit told me to go get a chair, and I didn't listen. See, this right here gonna bless somebody. Told me to go get a chair, and I said, I'll be fine. Don't we do that a lot in the Spirit? Yep, we do that. Mm-hmm. He tells us, he warns us. But stood up on my windowsill, and I was the only one out there by myself. I know, don't fuss at me, y'all. And fell back on my back. And when I tried to catch myself, I twisted my ankle. So now I am still hurting from it. It's gotten a little swole. So yeah, I did something. I don't know. I should. My husband, of course, he fussed at me. You know, of course, why did you do it when I wasn't here and all that stuff. So, but yeah, keep your girl in prayer because it hurts. You know, I think I just aggravated it. I can walk, you know, I can walk and stuff. But you know how like you just kind of aggravate something again, something in the spirit. You know what I'm saying? I hope you guys catch that. Pray that bless you guys. I know it's my ankle, but, you know, God is telling you to do something. And you sit here and said, I'll pass by. I'll wait on it. When you don't listen, it aggravates it. You should have said, oh, you know, you told me, Lord, you told me. But, you know, nevertheless, God is still good. But I had to share that with you guys. That's why I was down and out. I was in pain. I was hurting. And again, it's still there. It's still there. Like I said, I'm walking. I'm able to do. But it's like certain ways and moves that I make. It just reminds me, ouch. So, going forth, if the Lord has said something in your spirit, do it then. I don't know who that's for, but do it then. I just wanted to share that with you guys before getting into our lesson. So this week, we are just being refreshed. I understand that there are a lot of things going on. Like I mentioned earlier in the introduction, there's a lot of things that's going on out there in the world, and it can be crazy. It can be overwhelming. And I'm not even talking about for the sinner, because the sinner is going to act like the sinner. He's going to do what the sinner knows how to do. But even in the body of Christ, it has become a lot. And, you know, even through the week, you know, I have been, of course, studying and reading the Word of God. And it's just awesome. If you guys are not reading, I definitely encourage you guys to spend time with the Lord. You need that time with Him because, you know, my church is still not open. I know that there are still churches that are closed down or still doing live services due, of course, to COVID-19. And then there are some who are fully fellowshipping, you know, and engaged. And you know, of course, be led by the Spirit. I believe COVID is real. I believe that it's a real deal. To God be the glory that even some of my church members who have gotten affected by it, you know, they are okay. To God be the glory. Nobody that I know of has died from it. To God be the glory on that. But there are some families who have been affected by it, regardless of what it may be. I think in this season alone have just been hard, you know, whether you're not dealing with COVID-19, but you're dealing with, you know, your job. You know, I can say with my job, you know, it's like running on pins and needles, you know what I'm saying? Just a skeleton crew, because people, of course, with their own personal reasons are either on leave or, you know, have gotten a promotion and left or whatever the case may be. Or some people might be struggling financially, you know, just trying to make ends meet in this season. Of course, to the believers, I hope that you guys are paying your tithes even in this season, because He'll still keep you. He said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging for bread. See, that's scripture that lets you know when you do by him, he has to do right by you. So I do encourage you guys, if you're not already paying your tithes, pay your tithes, because in droughts and seasons like this, the believers, he still covers and keeps. Catch that on the way home. So, but just alone, people are dealing with anxiety and depression and, you know, just outright scared, uncertain of what's going on. So, this is just a refresher for the body of Christ. I know right now, you know, we're in the season of revival. We're in the season of revival. And, you know, of course, we're not having revival this year. Of course, it feels kind of weird not having it. But, you know, you can have revival still in your personal time with the Lord. I truly believe that, of course, this did not catch God by surprise. It caught us by surprise about what's going on. 2020 has just been a year of history, a year of to remember, you know. And even, you know, with the body of Christ, I'm not talking to the sinner today. I'm just really talking to the believers. Hold on to what God has given you. You know, if God has spoken life into you, which he does every day, you know, understand that he alone is worthy to be praised. You know, we got to get into a place where we stand for righteousness and righteousness alone. I pray that, you know, that you will in this season, you know, be stronger, be better, you know, than what you have ever been before in Jesus. You know, trust that he got you. Trust that, you know, he loves you. He's full of compassion. He's full of mercy. He's full of grace. If you have fallen off the season, you know, get back up again. Get back up again. You know, a lot of times, you know, we fail to remember that we were relying on the church. And don't get me wrong, I know the church is very important. The church is very much needed. You know, the word of God says iron sharpens iron. And not only that, but he said, I'll meet you in the sanctuary. So, you know, there's scripture that backs up, you know, we need one another. I need you. You need me. Far as the body of Christ. But we have to understand that, you know, we still have to believe and know that we have enough word in us to make it through this season, to make it through this drought, to make it through, you know, whatever may comes our way. And not only that, but, you know, even your crying season, if this is a season where you find yourself lonely and everything, he says that, you know, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, you know. And I understand that people have their own regimen. People have their own say-so, their own thought process. But he says in his word, he says, lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, in all thy ways acknowledge him. So he's even telling us not to lean on what we think. We have to believe in what he says. His word says is true. His word is life. You know, I was talking to somebody and, you know, the body of Christ in this season, we have to make sure that we're reading more than ever. We have to make sure that we're studying more than ever. Not just that, because the enemy, all he needs is a crack. All he needs is a loophole. All he needs is a door to be able to enter and, you know, and contaminate the whole thing, you know. So we have to make sure that we are where we need to be. And I understand sometimes we like, well, we're looking at others and we're pointing at others, you know, but we have to first get the beam out of our own eye. Take care of your own house first, and then you can be a witness to somebody else. You know, one of my prayers is, Lord, you know, I know that you have called me to this, to be able to pour and to speak and to, you know, encourage others. But Lord, allow me not to lose my own household in encouraging somebody else's household. So we have to make sure that we take care of home. Your home is your ministry. Your home is your ministry. So you guys, continue to trust God in this process. Continue to hold on. You know, continue to fight the good, you know, fight of faith, and trust what he said. If God has promised you a business, he is a God that cannot lie. He said, I watch over my word to perform it. If he has promised you that your husband is this year or your wife is this year, hey, December the 31st, midnight has not gotten here yet. So if that's what he has told you, you have to trust and believe that. If God has told you that, you know, your abundance is coming and financial stability, believe that. This is your year. And I think what has happened, and I'm not saying that chaos is not taking place. It is. It's very much real. I'm not saying that racism is not taking place. No, it is. It's real. But greater is he that is in me than he is in the world. So God is great. God is great. And what God has said, that's it. Period. If you have a relationship with the Lord, you know, he speaks to that place and you hold on to what he has said. You pray over what he has said. If you are believing that you're getting a house this year, hey, you get in a house. Your desired job, whatever your desire is, to work in the community, to work in corporate, whatever it may be. Of course, you got to do your due diligence and, you know, study to show thyself approved. And also not only that, but just continue to, you know, keep him first in your thought process, in your inner being. You know, I pray. I find myself praying all the time. And, you know, a lot of times, you know, people think, oh, you got to stop and pray and get on your knees and things like that. No, men ought to always pray. Always. I don't care if you at the ATM machine. I don't care if you standing in a bus line. Always pray. Because no man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. So, you know, I just want to be in that place where I'm working. I'm found working in the vineyard. Do we mess up? Do we fall short of the glory of God? Of course we do. Of course we do. But we have to understand that God is still able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ever ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. He's working in you guys. He's working in me. You know, we just have to believe and know. You know what I'm saying? Although we may not see it, you know, he's not standing right there physically in front of us. We have to know that he is there. He is there. And that brings me even to the scripture. And I might have even said this before to you guys, but this is one of my favorites. But it's John chapter 20. And just starting at verse 24, this is Thomas. A lot of people, he got his name Doubting Thomas. And, you know, Thomas, just to kind of sum it up, you know, he was one of the 12. And when Jesus appeared to the men, you know, to his disciples, he wasn't there, you know, at that time. And, you know, the disciples was telling him, hey, you know, we've seen Christ, we've seen the Lord. And he said, unless, you know, I can stick my hand in his side and, you know, feel the nails, you know, print in his hands, I won't believe. He said, I will not believe. You know what I'm saying? And that's what has happened to the body of Christ. It seems like if we don't see it right then and there, we ain't going to believe. But the devil is a liar. It says, even starting at verse 26, it says, and after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas was with them. This time he was with them. And he says, then Jesus came, the door being shut. There are going to be doors that are shut in your life. There's going to be doors and that has not opened yet. But he said, then Jesus came. So even while the door being shut, he said, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Aren't you glad that God has given us peace? He said, I'll give you peace in the midst of your trouble, whose mind is stayed on you. He said, I'll give you peace. Peace. That's why we got to know the word of God. So that way when things go chaotic, when things kind of be shaken, you know what I'm saying? We can pull that out. You know, one of my things, and I'm going to get back to it. It says, my pastor would always tell me, you know, especially when I was a beginner in reading and knowing the word and learning who Christ was. And I would go to my pastor and I'd be like, Pastor, I don't understand. I don't understand. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. And she would always tell me, April, keep reading. April, keep reading. Keep reading. And, you know, it's only going to come out if you put it in you. You know, a lot of times, and not saying nothing, you know, but when you're sick in your body, you know, You can't just say Jesus love me. Okay, we know he love you. But what does he say about healing? He said, I'll give, you know, health to the marrow. I'll give health to the bones, you know? So, yes, and a lot of people knows that, you know, he was wounded for my transgression, the chastisement of his peace was upon him. With his stripes, I'm healed. Yes, we know that. But you got to know the word of God to be able to speak that thing over your life. You know what I'm saying? He even says, speak those things that be not as though they were. So with all this being said, even getting back to the point to where it says, then said he to Thomas, reach thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Believing. Body of Christ, keep believing. It says, and Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. But this right here gets me. It says, blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. Body of Christ, you have a charge over yourself. God has placed a commandment to believe. We have to believe. Are there going to be some things that we have to endure? You know, the word even says that a man is born, you know, of a few days, but full of trouble. So we're going to have some trouble. We're going to face some crazy times. But believing that better is on the way, it has to be. It has to be more than this, you know? So just don't, you know, my prayer is that in this season that we're in, here it is in middle of September, you know, of course we have the election and everything going on, and you know, we still facing some uncertain times, and every time you turn on the news, it's something else. But there is going to come a day, and I would not be who the Lord has called me to be if I would not tell you. There is going to be a day where the Lord is going to crack that sky. And a lot of times, you know, people say that they are saved. And yes, that's a good thing to be saved. I'm not telling you that it's not. Yes, you need to be born again. That's the word of God. You must be born again, you know. But it doesn't just stop there. There's sanctification, you know. He sanctifies you wholly. That's where the Holy Spirit comes in and seals you. See, when you're saved, and I hope I can use this in a way. When you're saved, you know, you feel like, oh, I can still, you know, I'm a babe in Christ. I can still do what I want to do. You know, I can still cuss. I can still drink. I can still shack up. I can still, you know, do all these things and be okay because I'm saved. Now, every person is different. I don't believe once saved, always saved. I don't believe in that. People who say that they got saved when they were 5 years old and living any kind of way, that's the trick of the enemy. The devil is a lie. Rededicate yourself back to the Lord. Because you ain't going to be able to hold on to that promise when he cracked that sky. And you're like, well, I got saved when I was 5 years old. Bruh, sis, that's not going to work. It's not. It's not, and you know, and I might lose some listeners right here, but you're gonna miss it. So if you know that you have fallen short, we have all fallen short. Let me make that clear. We have all fallen. Even me being saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, running for Jesus, ain't got tired yet. Even me, I still fall. But I know the words of repentance. Lord, forgive me. Because, you know, there's people that you walk by every day and you have an attitude with. You prideful. You know what I'm saying?
you mean you're nasty. You know, those are things that God needs to, you know, re-cleanse and deliver you from. You know what I'm saying? So deliverance is happening now. Deliverance is happening every day. As long as you have breath in your body, hey, Lord, deliver me. You know? But when he sanctifies you, he seals you with the Holy Ghost. So you don't do what you used to do. He is a holy God. He's holy. And we have taken the things of God for fun. Not serious at all. Knowing that you nasty and you dirty and you live in any kind of old way and you touching the things of God. Come on, y'all. What happened to that place? Where did we slack up? Where did it become comfortable letting any and everything in? You know, accepting anything. Yes, God loves the sinner man. God loves, you know, the junkie, the crackhead. He loves the homosexuality group. He loves them. But God is also a God of wrath. He's a God of judgment. You know, there's no sin. I don't care if you land up women with women, men with men, but you are a liar. It's the same. If you are a thief, it's the same. It's the same. And I think what has happened, we're weighing in on that one thing, especially, you know, and the reason why I'm using it is because right now it's really big, it's very seen and drawn out, is, you know, the homosexuality, the LGBT, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of people, we as the body of Christ, we're pointing fingers. We're pointing fingers. And yes, of course, that is a sin. He does talk about that in the Word of God. But believers, what are we doing to love on them? What are we doing to tell them that God loves you? Yes, you do need to clean it up, but God loves you. You know, I think we as the body of Christ, we have to make sure. I'm not saying, you know, to come soft. I'm not saying that. And I want you guys to get this because right now this is the hour where we really have to, you know, be a beacon and speak the word of God. But there's still a way that we should come to unbelievers. You know, there's still a way. He says a soft word stares away wrath. So it's all in how you approach a thing. And then if they don't, the word of God says, you know, you check the dust off the bottom of your shoe and you keep going. You keep going. You love them. You continue to pray for them. But if they don't want to know, if they don't want the truth, hey, you got to let them go. Not in prayer, but, you know, you just got to trust God. Okay, Lord, do it. I did what you asked me to do, you know. But believers, keep believing. I just want to give that to you. Keep believing. What God has put in you, keep believing. You know, Thomas was an awesome man of God. You know, he just kind of fell off. You know, where he said, I will not believe until I see, you know, faith come by hearing. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. We have to ask the Lord to increase our faith, even when it don't look right, even when it looks crazy. Trust me, I'm one of the ones. I'd be like, Lord, are you sure this is what you said? I'm one of the ones, so I'm not just talking to you guys. I'm talking to myself. But just be encouraged. I'm just praying a fresh wind over you right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. God, to the one who is listening right now, give them a fresh wind. Renew their mind. Renew their strength. renew God. Give them a fresh anointing to continue to run on. Lord, this week, show them who you are in this week. This week. Whether it be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and back to Sunday again. God, show them who you are this week. God, where we was not reading, allow us to dive into reading this week. If we haven't been praying, allow us to start praying this week. If we have not shown our brotherly love or sisterly love, God, allow us to do it this week. Because again, no man knows the day or the hour when the Son of Man shall appear. But I'm going to let you guys know that it's soon. It's soon. I pray that something was touched on this afternoon, that something, or whenever you guys listen, whether it be morning, noon, or night, that something resonated in your spirit, that even not just that, but that it confirmed something in your spirit that God has been dealing with you on. I would love to hear from you guys. You can more than welcome to email me at beholdhishands@gmail.com and just let me know if has anything changed since you guys been listening to the podcast. You're more than welcome to follow me on Instagram. Of course, Behold His Hands. You know, just anything God has laid on your heart that you have seen different, or I pray that something has encouraged you, you know, please don't hesitate to reach out to me, okay? And I would love to be able to read what you have said on the podcast. That would be really, really great. So again, I appreciate you guys for listening to Behold His Hands. I'm your host, April. I love you guys, each and every one of you. And thank you again for supporting your girl. Until next time, have an awesome week.